Okay, my mic is on. Thank you back there. Good morning, boys and girls. How are you this morning? I was going to tell you a Bible story today, but I changed my mind. I was going to tell you about Little Maid, found in 2 Samuel chapter 5. Remember, Little Maid was the one that stood strong for her faith when she spoke up to Captain Naaman and told her to go see the prophet to get healed from leprosy. Little Maid was very, very brave to stand up and to share her faith, even though she was a captive girl from her home. And it just reminds us that even today, there are lots of people out there that live in places where it's hard to worship Jesus. In fact, if you worship openly, you can get into big trouble. Not too long ago, I remember reading a story about Mr. Wong. He lived in China, and he lived in China during when the communists took over. And Mr. Wong did not know Jesus. In fact, he was like any normal man. He had his things that he liked to do. He liked to gamble, and he liked to drink. But Mr. Wong was a policeman, too. And so often Mr. Wong would take bribes on the side, which isn't a nice thing to do. One day, someone played a prank on Mr. Wong. You know what a prank is? It's like a joke. Someone signed Mr. Wong up for a Bible study course. And so Mr. Wong received some Bible studies in the mail. At first, he didn't know what to do with them. But one day, he decided, well, maybe I'll just see what this is all about. And so he started studying the Bible study course. And he received a Bible. And gradually, he became to love Jesus very, very much. In fact, so much that he decided he could not be a policeman anymore because he was doing things that were really wrong. But he wanted to share Jesus with everyone. And so that's what he did. He quit his job, and he started to speak to everyone about his best friend, Jesus, and the 10 regulations that he has for them. And Mr. Wong became a Seventh-day Adventist. But remember, that was in a time when there was a communist government there in China, and it still is. And they did not like people talking about Jesus. And so one day they arrested him, and they put him in jail. And because he kept speaking about Jesus, they kept torturing him. Finally, his day came in court, and he was sentenced as guilty for being a Christian. And they sentenced him to 20 years of hard labor in way east, northeastern China. And he went with a bunch of other prisoners that were called revolutionaries. And there were 5,000 people that were sent to that prison. And in that 20 years, he suffered many things. And after 20 years, only 18 people survived. And Mr. Wong was one of them. But he became known, and some of you have read this book, The Man Who Couldn't Be Killed. Because they tried many times to kill him. One time in the middle of winter, they took Mr. Wong outside and they tied him to a pole out in the courtyard, and it was 60 degrees below zero. And they put Mr. Wong out there and they tied his hands behind the post, and he couldn't move. But during the night, an angel untied his ropes, and he was able to keep wiggling. And in the morning, when the guards came to find who they thought for sure was someone dead, Mr. Wong greeted them very happily. "Good morning, sir." They were really, really surprised that he was still alive. Jesus was with Mr. Wong and protected him that night. And you know what? Even though it was really hard for Mr. Wong to spend that night out in the cold, he remembered what Jesus had done for him. He had died on a cross that we could be saved. So Mr. Wong, even to this day, continues to preach about his best friend, Jesus. And I hope he is your best friend, too. It's time for us to go back to our seats. Please collect the baskets on your way back. And someone